And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Steve.
I am told that you are a native. This is something I didn't know until a few minutes ago. You're a native of my home state of Indiana, Will.
How about that? Born and raised on an Arabian horse farm.
An Arabian horse farm in Indiana, and went to Indiana University.
That's right. And how about you?
Carmel, Indiana. More of a suburban former horse farm. Perhaps it had been some generations before. I have a bone to pick, actually, though, with your main employer, the New York Times,
yes.
Will, having to do with the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
From time to time, reading the New York Times, I've heard people from Indiana referred to not as Hoosiers, which is what anybody from Indiana would call them, but as Indianians.
Huh. Well, I will have to check the style book on that. I'm sure it says Hoosier is the correct term.
I still remember reading this article about Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, the well-respected Indianian. So maybe it fit better in a crossword that
doesn't
way.
Sound right, does it?
No, not exactly. Now, could you repeat the challenge that you gave us last week?
Yes, it came from listener Gary Dish of Aylmer, Quebec. I said, name a well-known city in the world in six letters. Remove one letter and rearrange those that remain to name a well-known city in five letters. Then remove another letter and rearrange those that remain to name a well-known city in four letters. What cities are they? And as a hint, I said the first and third cities are capitals of their respective countries.
And I could barely follow that, so I'm just going to ask you to go straight to the answer. What is the answer here?
The answer is Manila, Milan, and Lima.
Okay. Well, we received more than 1,300 entries to this week's puzzle, and our winner, chosen at random, as always, is Adrian Rexrode from Beaver Creek, Ohio. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Steve.
So how did you solve this puzzle?
Well, I cheated a little, I feel like, and I looked up the world capitals on the internet and found that Manila and Lima had the same letters. You know, Lima was part of the Manila, and then Milan just kind of came to me one day.
Now, Adrian, how long have you been playing this puzzle?
Since about 1991.
I'm told that you dated a guy who was an NPR listener?
Yes. He was the one, when I would listen to the show and the contestants would be on, I'd be answering them so fast. He says, you know, you really ought to send in the puzzle and get on the air.
Which you've been trying?
I've been trying on and off for almost 10 years now.
And not just Weekend Edition Sunday you've been trying to get on.
Well, I was on Wait, Don't Tell Me To. I did the Peter Sagal torture test. Yes. It was fun.
Well, it sounds like you've certainly had plenty of practice at this. Are you ready to play it for real now rather than just talking to the radio?
Well, let's give it a go.
Okay. Well, Will Shorts, meet Adrian, and let's play.
All right, Adrian and Steve, today's puzzle connects A to B. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word ends in the letter A and the second word starts with B. For example, if I said ingredient in suntan lotions, you would say cocoa butter. All right, number one is vegetable named for a city in Peru.
Lima bean.
Lima bean is right. Number two, leading dancer in a ballet company.
Prima ballerina.
Yes, piece of furniture that can be converted for sleeping.
Sofa bed.
That's right. Someone who loves Carmen and Aida.
Opera buff.
Yes, black and white animal from China in the Washington Zoo.
Panda bear.
Yes, the Northern Lights.
Aurora Borealis.
Uh-huh. It might help a defendant get a reduced sentence.
Oh.
He would discuss with the prosecutor and
reach
a plea bargain is right. It might hold a Nikon or Kodak.
Camera bag?
Uh-huh. California City that was once the name of a daytime soap opera.
Santa Barbara.
Yes. Home of the Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers.
The NFL's Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is right. Annual college football championship held in Tempe, Arizona.
I'm thinking Hula Bowl, but that's not the one you want.
That one's in Hawaii.
Fiesta Bowl.
Fiesta Bowl. Excellent. A tiny annoyance for a dog.
Flea bite.
Yes. A musical group that plays Polish dance tunes.
Polka band.
Yes. Competitor of the World Book.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
That's right. Florida city known for auto racing.
Daytona Beach?
Yes, and your last one, it cools an ocean's shore. It's the wind.
Something breeze?
Yes.
Oh.
What do you call that? A synonym for ocean?
Sea breeze.
Sea breeze is correct. Adrian, you are terrific.
Thank you.
I can't believe that.
My son is here giving me thumbs up. He was dying to help me, and I refused to let him help me.
We overheard you, actually, Adrian, before we came on the air here, lecturing your son not to try to help you. And
that's right. He's 14. He knows it all, you know.
I'm astonished. All your years of practice seems to have paid off.
I am so happy. This is great.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you were there. I'm glad you weren't going to need any help from me, because I wouldn't have even gotten half of those.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for playing our puzzle today and for doing so well, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Now tell us, what is your public radio station?
My primary station is WYSO in Yellow Springs, Antioch College, but I also listen to your show sometimes on WMUB in Oxford, Ohio, Miami University.
Adrian Rexrode from Beaver Creek, Ohio, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Okay.
Now then, Will, give us a new challenge to work on this week.
Yes, name a profession in 14 letters. The first letter is A, and there is an O somewhere in the word. Drop the O and rearrange the remaining 13 letters to spell the plural of another profession. And here's a hint, the 13-letter word starts with a P, as in poker. So again, a profession in 14 letters, first letter is A, contains an O. Drop the O and rearrange the remaining 13 letters to spell the plural of another profession, starting with a P. What professions are these?
Okay, I got that. No, I don't have that. But when you have the answer, send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address, if you want to send it that way, is puzzle@npr.org. That's puzzle@npr.org. Now, just a reminder, only one entry per person, please. The deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time in the afternoon. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers in case we want to get a hold of you. We will call if you're our winner. You'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Indianian Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Steve.